Jingle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Determined to destroy a vital irrigation dam in Jap-conquered Java, Jungle Jim is gambling with his life. While Sing Lee and the others diverted the Jap sentry's attention, Jim, Kolu, and Sergeant McGovern climbed inside the very floodgates of the dam. There, they planted some impromptu time bombs, rigged up by McGovern. Though an over-alert Jap sentry discovered them, Kolu dispatched him swiftly and silently. Then, having accomplished their purpose, the trio started to leave. But the shifting blocks of limestone flooring trapped Jim, made it impossible for him to move. His foot held as though in a vice, Jim ordered Kolu and McGovern to leave without him, for the time bombs are ticking away precious seconds. But Kolu and McGovern both refused to leave without their friends.
Listen, you two. You're under my orders, and I order you to leave.
Funny thing, Kolu. I can't hear a word he said. Can you?
No, Max. Got very thin ears.
Now listen, you.
Relax, Jim. Relax. Stop trying to run the marathon. We'll get you out of this.
Never mind about me, I tell you. Take care of yourself.
Sure, sure. Where's your knife, Kolu?
Right here.
Stand still, Jim. Try cutting his boot away, Kolu.
Will do. Maybe so you fix time bomb.
Don't you do it, Max. We came to blow up this dam, and that's what we're doing. Even if it means blowing me up with it.
We've still got nearly 20 minutes. Oh, how you doing, Kolu?
Life's been so bad, I can't see.
Hey, that's my foot you're cutting.
Well, that's one way of getting it uncaught.
Better you stand still, son. That's been better.
Now, hold it.
Huh?
Here comes, okay. Just let me know.
No. And use that 45 you have to match. So why you have the whole Jap army down on us?
There have been wire left over from Tango.
I don't know. It's on the floor here.
Here. Give it.
Use this. Okay, you keep much quiet now.
Here he comes. I can see quiet.
It's all right, you're off the gas. Push the wire, hit off. Give up,
yo. No. Watch yourself, Kolu.
Me, no, Connie.
Where's the knife?
Keep back, Mac. Kolu's doing all right.
Doing pretty good.
Careful now. Make sure he...
Him plenty did, Swan. Just like other fella.
Okay. Two down and a couple of million to go.
Yes, but you two better start now.
You stand still some more time.
Oh, for the love of...
Won't take long now. And boy, you certainly picked a fine time to put your foot in it, didn't you?
Almost true. Boot been puffed like cafeteria steak.
Yeah, and here's Jim without a shoe coupon.
Okay. Have your fun. While you're busy making wisecracks, the Japs are probably wondering where these two sentries disappeared to.
As long as there's only one thing, we're okay.
There. Can move foot now, Tran.
Wait up. Oh, blast it.
Now, wait a second. If Kolu and I stand on the other end of the block, we're right.
Good. Like so.
Yeah. It's shifting. Jim, can you...
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's coming. Move more.
Little.
Yeah.
Oh. Good boy, Jim.
How foot feel?
Oh, like a deep sea diver's boot, Kolu.
Come on now, let's hit the road. We've got to get out
of here. Not so fast, Mac.
But the time bombs, Jim.
I know. But it's too quiet outside to be natural.
Maybe so, Jacques, wait for us to show self.
Worse and more of it, huh?
It could be, Mac.
Well, there's only one way we can find out, and that's to stick our noggins out.
No, there's a better way. They say the only good Jap is a dead one. Well, if that's true, we've got a couple of good ones right here.
Twanjim catch right, man.
I get it. Use these monkeys as decoys.
Why not? Push that nearest one out through the floodgate bars and
give
then...
Give me a hand with him, Kolu. That's it. Head first.
For him not very much.
Good. Now push him right through. But stand back.
Here goes. So, you were right, Jim.
Yes. Now you know what's waiting for us when we try leaving here.
The three friends study each other in grim silence. Even if they devise a means of escape, can they do it soon enough to beat their own time bombs? You'll hear the answer in just a moment. Right now, I want to talk about Shakespeare and you. That's right, Shakespeare. You know, Shakespeare could ask what's in a name because he didn't live in these days of stiff competition and commercial imitation. But whether you're buying a pack of cigarettes, a candy bar, a cake of soap, or the funny paper, you know the answer to what's in a name. You know that one particular product gives you more satisfaction, more for your money, than any of its competitors. And that's especially true of the 15 million steady readers of the Comic Weekly. They know that its bright, scintillating pages, pages that offer over 24 of your favorite comic features, are always jam-packed with thrills, excitement, and surefire entertainment. So make a note of the name, the Comic Weekly. It's the name of America's favorite bunnies. You'll find it every week with this city's leading Sunday papers. For 15 outstanding Sunday papers, distribute the Comic Weekly all over the country. Look for the figure of Puck and the words, "The Comic Weekly," at the top of the front page. Now, back to the three friends cornered in an inescapable trap and Jungle Jim.
It's a funny thing they don't come after us if they know we're hidden.
Yeah. In the sense they wouldn't shoot at their own men. It was us they expected.
Maybe so, can we here not be shooting this way?
You mean Ching Lee and Tom's son are drawing their fire?
We'd better us leave here, Chop.
Yeah, while we're still able to.
Let's not leave now. Time bombs do it for us.
Wait. Stopped again. How about doing our decoy trick again, Jim, with this other monkey, Jim?
Okay, Mac. Give me a hand with him. You grab his feet.
I've got you. Move a little, Colo.
Yeah. That's the boy. Now, careful. All right. Out he goes.
What? No welcome committee?
Make Chup Chup, Glenn.
Yes, let's get out of here. I'll go first in case they are waiting for us.
Oh, why should...
Oh, pipe down, Mac. Now, if we can get to the foot of the dam, we'll have a chance. Don't let any grass grow under your feet. Follow him now. Hey, listen.
Come back here.
It's okay. They're not shooting this way. Come ahead, Mac.
What do you do, Glenn? Are there footprints now?
Taking off my other boot.
Boy, this sunlight is hard on your eyes after that place.
You'll get used to it.
Can't see a thing, can you?
Can't see the catwalk from here. The angle's too sharp. Careful, Cole. Don't stumble over these Japs.
Oh, look, Edwin.
How are your eyes, Mac?
I'm ready.
Now let's go, then. And don't stay too close together.
Yeah, if they do spot us, we'll have a better chance if we spread out.
Oh, let's get to a rendezvous, Edwin.
Watch your footing, Mac. Same way we came, Colo.
Follow the stream bed, huh?
It's the only way. Everywhere else in the valley is crawling with Japs.
What happened to stream bed when time bombs go off?
That's the $64 question, Colo.
If that stream bed was flooded, it'd be a tough spot to be in. Hemmed in like this between those limestone cliffs.
Watch it. That one was looking for us. No use trying to stay out of sight now that they spotted us. It isn't far to the foot of the dam, and once we get there, we can really make time.
I don't like this, Uncle Sing. I don't like any part of it.
We are not here from choice, Thompson, but from necessity.
Just the same, I don't like it. Why don't Jim and the others show up? Who are those Jap characters popping at a minute ago with machine guns? Where's the Australian and the Dutch kid?
You ask more questions than suspicious bride, foolish one.
Okay, ancient one. It's the answers I care about.
Answers will disclose themselves in good time. I recommend you keep angry eyes on control house at end of dam.
I am, Unc. But there's no way of telling what those squares are shooting at.
Omniscience not required. They are obviously not merely holding target practice.
Solid right. And here we sit, not even looking
at... The almost countless gifts our sainted ancestors have bequeathed our family, Thompson, patience has always been foremost.
Lay off, Unc. Let's not start on that family kick again.
Now, to impatience, you add rudeness.
Oh.
Was it to beget such offspring, my amiable sister, your mother, journeyed to America?
Leave Mom out of this.
Unfortunately, it is impossible. From her, you acquired your eyes and that saucy smile. Strange that she omitted to donate her calmness, too.
Oh, you're not fooling me, Unc. You're as nervous about Jim as I am.
Only the aspen leaf could match your nervousness.
Oh.
But you speak truth.
How long did you allow for him to plant the eggs and take the powder?
Your language is as unkempt as your hair, Nephew. We assume that half an hour would be sufficient once he reached the dam.
And how long has it been?
Too long.
But how long?
Assuming he reached the dam as planned, over 40 minutes.
Oh, more than 10 minutes overdue then. I'll bet...
Look, Thompson, coming down the dam.
Yeah, I see him. But is that Jim and Kolo and Mac, or is it...
I cannot tell from this distance.
It must be, Unc. That's a Jap doing the shooting. From the catwalk on top of the dam.
As the years have dulled my eyes, I cannot...
Oh, brother. Just move out from the shadows, Tokyo. I've got a present for you.
Shoot well, Thompson.
Oh, with this telescopic sight, I can't miss. If you'll just move a little. Uh-oh. There's another one moving up to help him. Well, I can soon fix that anyway.
Remember, a single shot will reveal our own position to the Japanese.
Okay. But we came to divert their fire, didn't we? Well, here's for a little diversion.
Well?
Got him, Unc! And the other one's going to his side to help him. Now, if I can just give him a little of the same, Jim and Mac and Kolo will at least have a better chance of making it. That is, if that monkey didn't already do his stuff. After that, you and I had better make tracks ourselves and head for the road.
Crazy things, Twan. What for Jap not follow us?
I wish I was sure they weren't, Kolo.
If them be follow us, what for them no shoot for so long?
I don't know. One on top of the catwalk back there had his dead to rights before he suddenly called it quits.
Maybe he busted his glasses, Jim. Maybe he couldn't see that far without him.
We're not hanging around to find out.
Stream bed been turned here.
Yeah. But we follow it right through this canyon, huh?
It's our only bet, Mac. Once we get beyond these limestone cliffs, we'll head for the rendezvous.
Where is the rendezvous, Jim?
A grove of cinchona trees about a mile east of here.
Not to worry about rendezvous until dam be plenty far behind us.
A few more minutes is all we need, Kolo.
Yes, but I'm not yelling bingo till we get beyond these cliffs.
Creepy kind of a place, isn't it? Because the cliffs are so high, I guess.
Whatever it is, you can have my share of it.
It'd be a nice place to rehearse a nightmare. Come on. Let's step on it.
Better let's go single file, Twan. Maybe show Jap snipers on top side.
He's right at that, Mike.
Yeah. Better stick pretty close to the side of the wall here, too.
Yes, and have your 45 handy. So if we meet a Jap...
That was it, Jim. Flew it to high heaven.
Hurry, make chop chop.
What for? Didn't we do what we set out to?
Don't argue, Mac. When that water floods this canyon, we'll be washed away like dry leaves.
Holy smoke! I never thought of that.
Hear him come. Mac! Mac!
Here I am, Kolo. You okay?
So far, okay. But Mac, where Twan's him?